No Navy stories tonight, Heidi. You're welcome. Melissa told me I had to keep it light and funny. So, my father was born in 1932. He is a couple generations older than me. He joined the Air Force. He was an Air Force F-86 pilot, a consummate gentleman of the 60s, and somebody I looked up to. He was my hero. He was a very classy person, except when his Air Force buddies came to visit. And a guy named Wally Powell, I'll never forget him, came to our house, and my dad liked to show off a little bit. So he's like, hey, we're gonna take the boat into town. We're gonna get some burgers. Doug, I want you to ride the parasail to go get burgers. And I'm like, okay, Dad, no problem. We rounded up to neighbors. We got them out there to help launch this parasail. My father briefed everybody, like he briefs things, and then we execute the mission, and then so he's like, all right, Wally, if Doug's up there and he's doing this, it means he wants to come down, because he's walking on the water. So I'm remembering this, right? Walk on the water. And if he wants to go higher, he's going to do this, so we'll go faster, and we'll take him up higher. So everybody's been briefed. Now, if you've ever parasailed before, it's not super exciting. I mean, you get up there for about a minute, and you sit down in the sling, and you see the view, and you're kind of over it. But I had about a 30-minute ride. So we launch. I get airborne, and I get sitting down in my seat. My dad is rocking it to Herb Albert, and he's got his glass of Chivas, and Wally's got his glass of Dewars, and they're arguing what the better scotch is, which they're both terrible. And we're working our way out towards Elmo, Montana on Flathead Lake. And there's an island out there, Melita Island, and we're going to drive between the island and the shoreline. And I'm kind of settled in now. I'm relaxing, looking at the view, and there's this osprey on my right-hand side, and it's flying right next to me. I'm like, wow, I mean, this is incredible. And it lands in its nest, and I can almost see in the nest. And the nest is on top of this power pole, and it's landing there, and I'm looking at Melita Island and the power pole. Hey, down! Of course, they're just having scotch and having a great time. And Herb Albert is right in the middle of his riff of Touch of Honey. And nobody's paying any attention to me. It's been 20 minutes. So I'm trying to pull on the risers. I'm 16 years old. I'm pulling on the risers. I'm trying to get the chute to collapse a little bit, because I now see the power lines, and they're below me. So I'm going to go over these power lines. My father has no concerns. So I'm pulling on the risers. I'm pulling them down, I lost a little bit of lift, enough that the power lines went about 3 feet above my head. So when the parachute hit these power lines, it looked like sunset at Disneyland. The sparks were flying. Power went out for the whole Lake County. And the chute flopped over it. Of course, my dad's concerned at this moment. Chops the power. And luckily, as I'm falling like a streamlined manhole cover, the chute opens about, I don't know, 10 feet from the water. And I land. All right, so I'm okay. My dad comes around. Man, that was incredible. I'm like, yeah, that was something. So this is my hero, right? This is a guy that does no wrong. So we go have the burger. Fast forward another week. Bud Hahn comes, another Air Force guy. I sat around and listened to these guys tell stories my whole childhood, and it's fantastic. So Bud Hahn shows up, and Dad comes, and my father comes, he's like, hey, I know it didn't go great last time. It's like, I want to take Bud out in the boat. We want to drive into Polson now, and we want to go get donuts. And I'm down for that. I love donuts at the bakery. So he's like, we're gonna get the parasail out. I'm like, I don't know. He's like, nope, we'll get it out. No problem. We'll just take you into town. We'll dump you. We'll get donuts. We'll come back. It's not a good idea, but okay. I'm in. So we had a pretty stiff wind out of the north. So it made it easy to launch. And we're going very slow into the wind. But the problem was, is we turned around the peninsula to go south towards Polson. And if you're an aviator or wind or a kite, if you're flying a kite into the wind, you can stand there when the wind's holding the kite up. But if you try to fly it the other way, you've got to run. So we were going with the wind. So the boat was going about 25 miles an hour. And I'm hanging out. Well, my dad turned on some Herb Albert. Saw the bottle of Chivas come out. Her Bud and Dad are drinking Chivas. Have a great time. Well, Polson Bay is a lot like McCall Bay, where you come through some narrows. There's some islands, and you come through the narrows. And we normally just go straight to town. But he decided he wanted to drive the shoreline. And they're pointing out houses. I mean, we've all done it, right? Look at that house. Look at this house. That one's for sale. So he's pointed all out to Bud, and we turn. He doesn't slow down as we turn into the wind. So now we're doing essentially 35 miles an hour. And that rope used to be like a little sag, but it is like a guitar string. And the parasail is doing this, it's going back and forth. I mean, I'm rocking, my feet are in the air, and I'm like, it's not working. It's not working. And so I see my father. We never go this way, but he's driving us towards very shallow waters. And I'm trying to get his attention. I'm waving. I'm pulling on the cords. They're having none of it. And about that time, something hit me in the head. And all of a sudden, this, like, white rope is just, like, it's laying all around me. Like, I've got rope on me. It took me a minute to figure out what was happening. But we broke there's so much tension, it broke the bracket off the back of the boat. The back bracket hit me in the head. And so I'm covered in rope. I land in the lake, and I stand up. I mean, I look over at my father, and he and Bud have beached the boat on the rock shoreline, and they're trying to get it off. There's rocks, there's everything else going on. I'm bleeding. He comes back around, he's like, we're not going to get you on the parasail again, are we? And it was at that moment that, you know, you see your heroes, and you see they're human. And you can see what you can become. You can become that person, because I know I'm human and I make mistakes. And when you see your heroes make those mistakes, it lets you know that you can do the things that those people have done. So it was kind of a moment, a coming of age moment for me. So thank you. It's been a pleasure sharing this with you.